Last, last. Now everybody go to breakfast.
Shayo.
You are listening to A Penny and a Peswa. I'm your host, Ursula Imra.
Nothing to discuss, cause I think we need by default and without any doubt. I'm a me, happy adult. I know go feed the girl. I know go feed the girl insult.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of A Penny and a Peswa. I am your host, Ursula Imra, and you are listening to episode 5 of season 3. And in today's episode, we are talking about relationships, money, and celebrity relationships. And today, I am joined by a special co-host. You know him, you love him. He's an amazing co-host, and I love having him on the show. Please welcome back to the Penny and a Peswa table, Bashmandi, also known as the lady.
At this point, I feel like, you know, there should be some applause.
I know, I should insert just like the applause, what's it called? The applause sound effect, huh? I will do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, how have you been? Like I said before we started the show, when we were talking, I feel like we haven't spoken properly since our last podcast recording. And also, there were so many people who completely loved our shows together, and a lot of people actually thought you were a permanent host, so it's good to have you back. I'm sure people are going to be really excited to see your name on the lineup. But yeah, what has been going on with you?
Okay, so it's good to be back, first of all. Mm-hmm. And yeah, let me just say that, you know, my relationship started, you know, let me just go.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. You know I was gonna call you out, so you better just put yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, let me tell you guys something. I was so shocked, not shocked in a bad way, but I was like, no words. Anyways, go on. Sorry.
Sometimes, you know, you need to give people, you know, a surprise, you know, a pleasant, you know, surprise. I call it a pleasant surprise. But I mean, as I said, my relationship status has changed since the last time we spoke. I mean, I was in a relationship the last time we spoke, but, you know, I've been keeping everything on the, you know.
Yeah, you really kept it on the DL.
And it was all for the sake of privacy, you know, not secrecy, but privacy. And I just wanted to give the relationship to go before I shared it with her, you know. And yeah, and you know, sometimes in situations before where you let people know about the situation before you actually give the situation, you know, room to grow. So yeah, I'm no longer single, and I'm no longer, you know, in a relationship. I'm actually engaged and, you know, getting ready to be married.
Yeah. Have you guys set a wedding date yet?
I will share it with you outside the recording. Yes, but yeah, yes. A wedding date has been set, and yeah, you know,
everything is. I better be on that guest list. I mean, if I am in Ghana, I better be on that guest list.
I did for you, you know. So as soon as this episode is over, you know, I'll share more details with you, Jonathan, and then.
Okay,
and then, yeah.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the major change that's happened in my life. Yeah.
Wow, that's so exciting. We are happy for you. If you're listening to this episode, head over to our Instagram and congratulate Delaney on his engagement. We love to share. We're a big family here at A Penny and a Peswa, so we love it when our family members are doing well in life. We'd love to be there for each other. So congratulations once again. And I can't wait to attend my first wedding.
Yeah.
Okay. But yes, as mentioned earlier, today we're going to be talking mainly about relationships. You know, anytime Delaney's on this episode, just know that it's going to be something related to relationships. Maybe one day we'll come up with something else, but we discuss relationships very well. So we're going to talk about relationships today. I, you know, when it comes to relationships, I do have a general opinion. I'm sure it's nice that you're engaged now because you can give us a different perspective, you know. But as a single person who has never been in like a proper relationship, I've not been in a relationship before. I feel like relationships are not meant for everyone. You know, we also come from a culture where, especially as a woman, relationships are like part of the core, you know, and it's like something that you have to take into account. But I don't know if it's because I've been gnashing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I've been gnashing, but I feel like relationships are not meant for everyone. And mm-hmm. I've come to terms with the fact that I am okay not being in a relationship for the rest of my life, which may sound like mm-hmm. very sad and like depressing, like I've given up. But then honestly, I'm honestly happy. Like I will just take anything that comes my way. But then I'm not like going to look for marriage if marriage is not looking for me, you know? And yeah. as an African woman, I feel like that's one thing that a lot of us were brought up with, to just think that marriage is something that makes you complete as a woman.
Yeah.
You know, and, but I don't know. What are your opinions?
I'll just, before you said, relationships is truly not for everyone. Not everyone is meant to marry. Not everyone is meant to date, you know. And also not everyone is meant to be single. And I guess that everybody has different temperaments. I will relate to entrepreneurship and working a 9-to-5 if you will allow me to.
Mm-hmm. Well, bear with me.
That's not everyone is an entrepreneur. I don't know how you pronounce that word. Mm-hmm. You know, our culture, everybody starting their own business, and mm-hmm. you know, a lot of push down our throats and our ears. And I've set up this before, but I guess that, you know, at a point of my temperament did not allow me to be as I have been. I'm still not in a season where I can handle, you know, what being own boss comes with, you know, and I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Just to terms with the fact that I'm not in a season of my life, and I may never be in a season of my life where I'm not at the point in my life that I'll give off my best as an entrepreneur. So, not every accepted by society will be jiggered.
Yeah,
you know, I've come to terms with that, and I'm glad that you also have that viewpoint about yourself at this point of time in life. And so I support you 100%, and I'll say to anybody who's, you know, everything that's generally accepted by society is for everyone at a certain point mm-hmm. in time. Yeah,
I completely agree with I mean, of course I agree because I'm the reason why you made that point. But but yeah, you said something about something that is generally accepted by society not being meant for everyone. And I guess for me, that's where the whole idea came from, that I just felt like because everybody in my age group is in a relationship, or everybody in my age group is getting married, you know, that like, well, not getting married, but you know, I've realized that a lot of people in my age group are now getting engaged and stuff, and I'm like, here I am. I've never even been in a relationship. And it's like, do I feel some kind of way about it, or do I, you know, but I know my purpose. Well, I'm discovering my, and maybe now's not the time for me to get into a relationship. Yes, I remember what I was going to say. Maybe as a person, because I've not fully discovered my full potential or discovered myself completely, I'm just not at the point where I'm ready to bring someone into my life, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I like the fact that you use the word maybe. Again, we always have to be open to change, because today I may not be ready for entrepreneurship, but tomorrow I may be, you know, tomorrow I may be ready, or I may never be ready. And so I always leave my life open to change as it comes, because personally, that the only constant in life is change. So, you know, good for the word maybe.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But as you speak of entrepreneurship in relation as a metaphor for being ready for relationships, I guess it's a good time for us to segue into the main discussion, which is money and relationships. So my first point, that this is something I've been discussing and been thinking about and been contemplating, is women as the breadwinners, or women who are dominant in relationships. You know, we have, especially Black women. I'm a Black woman, so when I speak about Black women, because that's the only experience that I can comprehend. But when it comes to women being dominant or breadwinners in relationships, I think that more of a topic of discussion, and it's definitely always been seen. I don't want to say it's always been something negative, but then it's always been something that is controversial, because it's like the woman trying to be the alpha does not allow a man to be an alpha as well. Or we always have these men who are jealous of, you know, the fact that their partners, their female partners, bring in more income than them or perform better than them career-wise. And then we have men who are in relationships where, you know, the women are breadwinners or they're dominant. Those men in those relationships who are comfortable in those relationships are viewed as weak. So I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts in relation to that? I personally, I like, you know, just go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I don't want to jump ahead.
The topic would always be, you know, relationship in the modern dating scene. And I think that it is as a result of how we've been in relationships. Since the beginning of how dating and how relationships work, how marriages work, we've been taught that the man has to be the provider and the woman has to be the caregiver, or the one who takes care of what is provided. Provision can only be done, you know, adequately if there's a certain amount of money. And so ideally, you know, more often than not, it was accepted that the man should be the breadwinner and the woman should not be. You know, in life, there'll always be situations where, you know, exceptions to the rule. And, you know, now that we are more focused on empowering women as much as possible, at least per my view and per what I've
seen, there will be exceptions where
women will earn more. And in fact, wrong way to use societies, you know, where this of you know, women will earn more than men. Now, you know, it's about an individual case to case, context to context situation. And I think that we all have to act as males and females, right? Try to be great. I see it as each individual, whether male or female, trying to move forward in life. There will be times in life a female's, you know, level in terms of finances. Now, together, I believe we need to look at it at the individual's level and not at the group level. See that, oh, there's not with a woman earning more, or there's nothing, you know, wrong about a man earning more generally. I'll speak about it on a context-to-context basis. I think that if any two people are going to go into a relationship, they need to look into themselves that or not, you know, their temperaments and their egos are going to be okay. Their, you know, situation not matching the general rule, or which is the man must earn more. The cases where a woman earns more, right? I've reached the point where I can think about it level that if I where I'm going as a man, a woman is earning more than me, right? At the moment, I go, if this somebody realized I could build with and with me, and she didn't mind about the general desire of a female to go for someone on a higher level in terms of finances and in every area of life, if she didn't mind and I was at the level, you know, lower than her, but I knew that I was going to higher, I had a problem with a woman having more money than me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, my situation is not such that my earning more than me. Do you understand what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I reached a point in my thinking where even if she was earning more than me, it is, there are certain qualities I'm looking for in a person. If I have the quality for me, who is earning, because, you know, there's more to relationship than just financial vision. So yeah, for me, it, but when you're going into it, you should know yourself and know what you can handle. If you are a man and you know woman earning more than you financially is one of the most important areas that you are on, you do not go into such a relationship. And if you are a woman and, you know, the hypergamy thing is deep within, you know, your beliefs that somebody on my level or higher, then by all means avoid a relationship where it's earning less. Because
like you said, it's a very, you know, situation to situation type of thing. And it's just this thing of, I understand men wanting to be, you know, dominant. If I get into a relationship right now, I want to be in a relationship with an alpha male, because not because of like society or anything like that, but just because I feel like that is what I would prefer. Because as someone who's very independent, in air quotes, I have to be the alpha, because I feel like when I'm on my own, I'm already the alpha. And what's the point of getting to the relationship if I'm just going to do the same thing that I'm doing as I'm single? Might as well stay single, you know? Which is probably the reason why. I just feel like if you're going to get into a relationship with someone in the first place, and the person's not adding anything to your life, then what's the point? Yeah. You might as well just stay single, because you're wasting your time. But I feel like
I just want to jump on that. But continue.
I feel like just women. I don't think it's I feel like it's been put in a negative light when it comes to media. But then, like you said, it's a context to context thing. It depends on what the woman wants. It depends on if I'm in a relationship, I'm not trying to be the alpha. So even if I'm earning more than my man, best believe you're gonna think I'm a housewife, because, you know, that's what I want. Some other people to that's not what they want, you know. And you know, that doesn't mean like I won't contribute anything to the household, or for, you know, other people not contribute anything to the household. Or it could be that the person would contribute nothing to the household and just keep all their bread with their money and leave everything to the man. It is a very situational situation.
Yeah.
But I was just going to use that to go off onto our next points, which kind of all go together, so we can just discuss all of them together. But it relates to vice versa, men who spoil their women, and then women who try and live the soft lives out of their partner's pockets, and vice versa. So what were you going to say?
One thing I will say before we continue is that I just mesmerized by your ability to segue. Like, I don't know if I'm missing the topic very smoothly. I like how you moved it to the next topic. So it will allow me to answer both. Or I can jump off the last point that you made. You know, you want to demand to be the alpha. It's a biological thing, like something that's happened over the years. And, you know, deep down within you, you know, as a not, more women would not want to be somebody that like come and be doing, you know, the alpha things, you know, the provision, you know, protection thing. No, more women really want. Now, I just want to say this, right? Who is a breadwinner? I just Googled it. It's not like a breadwinner is a person who spends money to support their family, typically the sole one, right? Not something. I can't, typically the sole one. But you see, what we don't understand in our societies today, I think, you know, is that more than one person, right? Just because somebody is earning money, necessarily have to be the provider. And so I think that, you know, some of us have the idea, you know, that sometimes the female can be earning more, but the male is still alpha things. And what are the alpha things? These are things that you discuss amongst the two. Still want you to be the man. Would you be okay still being the man and, you know, groceries, so, so and so, that I'm still earning more money and just discuss it. You understand? If I'm earning more now, but I will buy this, I'll pay for dates, I'll do this. You understand? As long as you are going to go with the feminine part or the wife's part, which is home. So are you okay as a woman earning more money by letting the guy be the alpha while you, you know, take care of the home, cooks if that's what he wants, has sex with him when he wants it. You understand? According to, you know, how, you know, a man will be pleased. Like, if you're ready,
I'm not gonna lie, I think I have a lot to say in rebuttal to the point you made, but if I rebut right now, we're gonna be on this recording for like 2 hours. So we're gonna move on.
I feel that it's okay. Personally, I feel it's okay to spoil a man or spoil a woman. You always just have to have sure that you're not spoiling them rotten, right? Yeah, and I think that we all always have to measure how much of spoiling that we do. Because at the end of the day, right, kind of bitterness or resentment that comes into a relationship when one person is doing it, right? There are some schools of thought that believe relationships should be kind of like, and so it's like, when your girl does this, then you also do that. And when your boy does this, then you also do that. You know, and I personally believe in that. It should be done according to strengths. But sometimes, answers that you will understand. And when you start to overdo, right, the general public that, you know, especially when you do your things, see, there always be people who come and opinion on the matter. And some opinion is true that this thing that you're doing, especially in the case of the woman who seen as
spoilers,
wouldn't have seen as people who are meant to be spoiled generally. So you just have to yourself, so that nobody comes in to come and tell you that, oh, you're spoiling him too much or you're spoiling him too little. And then you end up trying to please the opinions instead of doing it according to the standards that you have or the standards that
you get.
Yeah, so me,
I'm all for spoiling. Everybody get rotten.
What do you think?
I mean, for me personally, first of all, I like when it comes to outside sources having their nose in my business, I'm like, anything you say is just 0% for me, because like, why are you not minding your business, sir, ma'am? You don't know what is going on, so mind your business, you know? But then for me, I feel like when it comes, I like spoiling people in general. I like spoiling my friends, my family. I'm gonna spoil my man rotten, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. Yes, will I look like a fool at the end of the day? Yes, especially if he's not been, and you know, I've not been in a situation where I'm spoiled the same way that I spoil, which also is questionable. But then, like, I don't know. I feel like, again, it's also become this thing I've seen more on social media of just women spoiling their men. And I like it. Not gonna lie, I like it. Now, as a woman, I also like to be spoiled. But then it really depends on, like, I don't like just, like, vague spoiling. Like, you're just doing stuff for doing sake, you know, like, let there be some meaning behind what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know, because, and this brings me to the point of women or men who try and live their soft lives out of other people's pockets. Because so this is the argument I was having with my friend. There was this TikTok video where this lady was talking, someone was saying that her boyfriend linked, added her name to his credit card to help her build her credit score. So he has a good credit score. He's loaded. and she has a poor credit score and like bad, you know, and he's helping her build it by, you know, using the credit card in her name, whatever. And he's paying the bills and everything. He pays her rent and everything. And then a lady is reacting to the video saying that she doesn't understand why people in the comments are like bashing the girl. And like, if a woman wants a man to pay her bills, then that's okay. Da 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 da. My friend posted this and she was like, yeah, she completely agrees. And I was like, okay. I don't understand why it has become a thing on social media where people are like trying to explain themselves. I feel like if you're going to spend somebody's son's or daughter's money, spend it and don't come and be explaining to us, because honestly, we don't care. We do not care. Someone's paying your bills, good for you. Move on with your day. I'm still paying my own bills, you know? And I feel like,
yeah,
there's this whole thing of soft life going on, but baby, everybody's living this soft life, but do we actually have the money to live soft life? There's this standard of soft life that has been created, and it's like, you can create soft life and let it fit into the context of your life, you know? It doesn't always have to be bougie, eating out, you know, getting all the gifts and stuff, you know? It can literally be just giving yourself more self-care days, or like just reading that book you've always wanted to read or something. It does not have to be doing the most. On that note, I feel like as a woman, I try my best to provide everything I want for myself. So if my man is trying to give me the soft life and he's out here giving me money to pay rent or giving me money to pay bills, yes, I might or might not take the money. But I don't see that as you adding any value to my life. I don't see that as you spoiling me, because before I started dating you, I was paying my rents perfectly. After we started dating and you started paying my rent, I'm still living in the same building. Now, if you're paying the rent and I'm now living in a luxury building apartment, then that one I would say you added value to my life. But then if you come into my life and you're giving me money and my life is still where it's at, I don't see what value you're adding to me, because I'll be better. Because that means whether you leave or you don't leave, whether you're there or not, I'm still the same person, you know?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
And I think that's one reason why I'm not like, I'm very picky when it comes to relationships or just partners, because if I see that you're not going to add any value to my life, I don't see why I should bother myself getting into a relationship with you, because I want to add value to, I'm not going to date someone if I feel like I'm not going to add value to their life, you know? And it's not like I'm trying to fix people or I'm trying to, you know, fix broken birds or anything. But then like, I want to be important in the way that, like, oh, ever since you came to my life, like, I'm not trying to add stress to your life, you know? And I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
It does. And I agree with what you're saying. I just feel that sometimes, you know, I've seen some women and some men take advantage of the idea that, you know, people are trying to add value to them. Do you get? And they will never be in support of advantage of somebody's love and using it to live the life that defeat society you to live. And so it's like, this is called soft life. I need to be doing to do soft. Where somebody is trying to do something for someone, as you're saying, to add value to them, because they understand how much good they feel when somebody adds value. Somebody is trying to do it out of a pure intention. Another person is taking the intention and not expect that kind of life. Do you understand? And you also made a point about how, you know, it's like if you're not adding value to me, if at the end of the day, like, I can afford the standard of living, they are not adding value to me. Now that's, you know, I know what you mean. See the thing, but sometimes what they're trying to say is that, like, I don't want no come to keep me at the same level. Sometimes they use it to mean that.
But then, you know, okay. But then also, my other argument, not to cut you off, but my other argument is that comes into your life and you're living a standard of a quality or whatever of life that is higher than what you can live on your own, don't you think that person will have some type of hold over you? Because if I was not living that life without that person, before that person came to my life, and I'm now living that life, that person has some type of hold over me. So even if it's a toxic relationship, even if the person is, you know, verbally abusing me, I won't be able to leave because the person is giving me the standard of life that, one, I've always wanted, and two, I won't be able to provide for myself at that period of time, which is also why I am the type of person who does not accept gifts from people when we're in a relationship, especially at the early stages. I will not take anything from you, especially if it's something that I know that, damn, I can't afford this by myself. You know?
Yeah. And I think that people are using this kind of gifts as bargaining tools. So it's like, you know, even if I have like six other, you know, girls on, do you understand? And I'm saying this because generally we see guys doing this. It seems that guys earn more sometimes or in some areas, in certain parts of the world. And so they use their money to change your standard of living. And they use that as, you know, keep me in here about me and other relationships because I'm basically paying. You understand? Guys have started using that you know, it's glorified. I was kind of like a bad person, but in their head,
for sex,
do you understand?
To actually aware of this
and then take advantage of it. That's why I said that you know what you're saying when you say it, but some girls are saying that as if increasing my standard.
If you haven't given me enough for the soft life, then I will not have sex with you. That's what the people are saying. It's not, they're not looking for a relationship. It's like,
when some women are using sex as a tool to increase their standard of living. Some guys are using money, increasing some living as a tool to get more or gains
without
obligation. Because generally, women want the commitment and then sex, and so I'll give you money for the sex, and then I'll give you sex for the if you're in enough. That's what it's become. Yeah, it shouldn't be that way. I don't support it, but that's what it is.
You know, as someone who is not like into sex, I never considered that because that's just not a part of my life, you know. So it's, yeah, now that you say, I'm actually thinking of like, damn, that's very true. And it just made me realize how I know that this opinion, this is why I know this opinion is very personal, specific to me, because it's affected by things that I do in my life, you know, whereas that's not the same for everyone else. Because whenever I talk about how like I don't take gifts or just any gift from anyone, people are always like, what is wrong with you, and da 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 da. But then at the same time, I'm out here forgetting that people do, you know, everybody's different, everybody has different values and standards, and I'm also coming from a place where, as someone who has not been in a relationship before, I've seen and heard friends in relationships where men are asking them to give the gifts that they bought them back because of not being, and I'm like, God forbid that somebody will give me something that, the thing that will pay me the most is that the thing that I can afford by myself, you know, because if someone gives me something that I want, I'm not going to waste my money going and buy it again, you know, because I've gotten it as a gift. But the thing that will pay me the most in this earth that I've come is that something that I could afford myself, someone has gifted it to me, and then will have the audacity to ask me to come and give it back to them. And the thing is that you have to give it back to them because it's their money they used to buy the thing, you know? I don't know. I also very much hate embarrassment, which I feel everybody does. But I hate embarrassment. I hate being disgraced. So I don't take such things lightly, you know?
Lightly. I get you more. Like, I get you clearer now. Like, now disrespect me because of something that I can even buy myself. Like,
Exactly. Ooh. Like, exactly. Somebody will disrespect you because maybe the person is giving you 500 CDs every month to pay your rent. So that you, but you, when the person met you, you were already paying your rent. You were already paying your 500 CDs rent. But now that the person is paying, you know, you're putting your money that you would have used to rent in your savings account. And then the person going to stand somewhere and say, I was even paying her rent. Sir, I could have paid that rent even times two before you came into my life. So, like, you know, I just don't like that. I just don't like that.
Yeah.
But then that's also, man, I'm very particular about that.
Yeah. Guys, it's about if I mean don't like I mean yeah
that
I mean,
thing is so I mean, that thing is so
yeah dull. Generally generally I don't believe in that generally. Like, why did you even go and spend money on you know that this thing you're doing is too much for you at that point. That's why you need to take it back. So just do within your means, then you will not need to be going back and taking things. That's my view, my unpopular opinion.
And I also feel like people who do that, they, when they were buying the gift, they had a certain intention in their mind in the first place.
Facts.
That's why they'll have the odd. Because honestly, if I'm being honest, sometimes when I give someone something, because I'm gifting it with pure intention, I even forget that I actually got that person that gift.
Yeah.
And people come up and be like, oh my gosh, that gift you got me, da 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 da. And I, you know, I've been in arguments with some, you know, friends or like people. Oh yeah, and you know what, I'll just bring you the thing that you got me. And I'm like, huh, when did I buy this thing for you? Like, because I didn't give it to you with the intention of asking for it back when we were fighting, you know. But if you can remember that, you know what, anyway, if you can remember that you gave me a Dior saddle bag, and which is fair because it is expensive, but then, sir, why are you asking for the bag back? Eh? Why are you asking for it back? I just feel like that's just like the ultimate, like, this guy needs to go for me.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, that is pretty much all we have for you guys today. We are going to, you know, that we have a hot fire question session. So, Delaney, we have some questions we're gonna answer very quickly, and then we'll bring the show to an end. If we would love to hear your opinions on these, your answers to these questions. So don't forget to head over to @penny_and_apeswa on Instagram to leave your answers to these questions. So the first question is, what do you do when your date is ordering over your budget at a restaurant?
I did call them for a second. I still pay.
You still pay?
I still pay.
Oh, wow.
Listen, like, let me, you know, the thing is, I always take times two of what I think I would need to spend. So I'm budgeting for half of the money that, like, I have on me. Do you understand? So I'll never be in a position where, like, you know, it will, like, over me and I need to wash plate or something, you understand? But I don't invite you on the beach again, you understand? Yeah.
I'm shocked. Me, I would be like, okay, first of all, if I am, you know what I'm going to say, that's why you're laughing. But if I am the one paying for the date, let me pretend that I would actually pay for a date with a guy. That's all I'm saying with you. I, like, if you're ordering over the budget, I'm the type of person that my expressions inside, I can't hide them. It will show on my face. It will show on my face. You know what? I'll also pay, but I'll be so mad. I think I wouldn't, I also wouldn't invite the person for another date.
I get you.
The second question, who should pay for the first date?
Honestly, before this week, I would have said the guy should pay, but I think that 50 Cent, aka 50, Kelly Jackson, I think he said, whoever asks for the pay for the date, do you understand? And I agree with him like almost 60% at this point. Hey, because
believe me, I'm kind listen, of disappointed. No, to me.
Yeah, I know you're disappointed in me. I will pay for every. I'm telling you this because I'm 50 Cent answer, right? I would have said that the guy should
believe in how he speaks.
But the thing, like, if I'm a guy, I'm going to ask for the date. I'm going to approve. So more often than not, my answer is still the guy should pay because guys are the ones who ask for dates. But then if you are like, I'm just saying, if you ask for the date, because here's what some women do, right? The first, the guy asks for the date, or they realize that like they've been going out with a guy and he has been paying, right? And friends, the first official date that's a date, let's go. The girl will now go and pick a price
that says of a guy.
No, so that's where I think 50 Cent has a point. That whoever asks for that first, like we are seeing where this goes and sexually attracted to you or romantically attracted to you, whoever asks for the date should pay. Yeah, girl, you know, take your time, money. Yeah, you say, let's go and get some tea. Yeah.
Okay, now that I think of it, it's true. Whoever asks for the date should pay.
Yes.
That's very true. Yeah.
Be the guy. So we're still safe.
Yeah. Whoever asks should pay. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
The last question. Would you make a big purchase with someone you're not married to? And big purchase as in, would you buy a house? Would you buy a car? You know, those purchases that you have to sign a document before you can make the purchase. It's legally binding.
No. Like, you know what? Let me just say, at this point, my answer will remain no because I'm going to get my. But I'm just saying, theoretically, you know, if I have like, you know, I'm worth like a lot, of course, for that one, it would be more easy.
Like that, like on a next level, just
like, yeah, I'm not married to you, but here, yeah, take this car. Because a big purchase ending like maybe 200,
if you go on a date
that like costs about 400. Jonathan. So I mean, big purchase is real. So I'm glad that you gave the context. But with my financial situation now, I wouldn't. No way.
I think no as well because it's just not smart. I've seen so many situations where people rush into like signing their names on a mortgage or like, you know, getting a car together or like getting a car. And then they, you know, break up or they end up not getting married. And it's like everything. It just makes everything more bitter because not only is money involved, but assets are also involved, you know.
Facts.
And my parents were telling me that, believe it or not, there are some, you know, wealthy people who are in the 1% and they've probably not been, they want to divorce, but they can't divorce because they have so many assets and divorcing would just cause so much like havoc in dividing the assets. And so they just, you know, decide to stay married. I was like, you know what? That is, I mean, they're just saying it as a, you, it's a possibility type of thing, not that they know anyone or have heard of anyone in this situation. But I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense because if you live in New York, you probably have heard of Judge Judy, but there are a lot of cases that come to her and she's always like, she always tells people that the dumbest thing you could do is to sign a document with someone you're not married to in purchasing an asset. Because a lot of her cases are under that. And it's always harder because it's just a different ballgame when you're not married to the person. So definitely a big no. Those people who have been accepting cars from people, when they ask you to bring the car back or when you want to go and collect your car back from the person you gave it to, that's when you start. I think I remember this case where this guy gifted some lady like a Lambo. He doesn't even drive any remotely, and he couldn't get the car back. This man almost went mad.
He took the car back, right?
I think so. I think he took the car back.
He took the car back. Challenge. They have some of them have so much. So I think it's very, very possible. I mean, it's possible, but according to me, I don't know.
Me neither. Yeah, no. But yes, Delaney, do you have any final words for...
My final words would be exactly what you said at the beginning. Like, knowing for you and what is not for you and leaving yourself open to the possibility of your mind change. You know, everything I have to say has to do with things that Ursula has mentioned. You know, you always have to believe that... You know, your mind may change. I said that I was going to start dating in 2025. In fact, I said I was going to start dating, not even marriage. I said I was going to start dating at 30. I said this relationship thing is not for me, blah, 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 blah. But look at me this year. So, you have to leave yourself open to change. But at the same time, you have to know when you are not in season for something. Don't what I was saying. You know, just quote unquote, you know, focusing on myself. Do you understand? Know what season you're in and apply it, you know, according to yourself open to something, the possibility of something new. That's all I want to rotten. Spoil them, but don't spoil anyone rotten. If you want to, and if you have means, go back for gifts. If you give somebody a gift, like give gifts with pure intention and give gifts within your means. So you don't look stupid going back for the thing. Yeah, I think those are the last words. Follow me on Ursula on Instagram. You know, follow me at Bashmandi, A-S-H-M-D-E-E. And continue to, you know, pest up Ursula so that I keep coming on this podcast and we talk about other things, even apart from relationships. Thank you very much.
Yes. All right, folks, Delaney has officially signed out for us. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of A Penny and a Pespa, and I will catch you on the flip side. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Penny and a Peswa. All guest information can be found in the description of today's episode. You can listen to A Penny and a Peswa on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all podcast listening platforms. Stay in the loop and join the conversation by following us on Instagram and Twitter at @penny_apeswa. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review of 5 stars. See you on the flip side. Why you say I did not invite you when I do anything you want?